Welcome to the Yo 11 podcast. Yup, Yo 11, no minutes podcast. That's what we do, the Yo 11 podcast. It's mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience and more. Today's episode, fabulous luxury in Boston, live from Four Seasons Hotel, 1 Dalton Street, Boston. What a title. This is episode 89, season 3 of the Yo 11 podcast. Now, I am not live in Boston in a luxury hotel. As you can see, this is not near luxury. But Michael Traeger is. And he's a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going great. You know what, though? I think I have to go let some room service in the room.
Oh,
so okay. We might have to take a tour. Unless my daughter did it. She wanted a snack and we're doing a little bit of entertaining. So here it is. Good. You got that, y'all? Oh, thanks. Okay, great. You signed the check. You're all set. You know what you're doing. Thanks. So we did that. And this is the room. That's the other part of the suite. And this is the room with those great shears.
Nice.
And maybe we'll just go right into a room tour.
All right. Sounds good. Let's do it.
So, let's see. This is the bathroom.
Ooh.
How's that? You like those shears?
A bath.
Check it out. The
views.
Coolest thing. Do you remember this? They were doing this for a while at Caesars Properties. The TV and the mirror.
The Flamingo Go Rooms had that.
That's right. Of course, they don't work any longer.
Oh no.
This is my favorite. I don't know. I don't know if it's a guy thing, but something about opening shades in hotel rooms.
Look at that.
It's really, really cool.
Automatic shades going up on their own. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, this is the bedroom of the suite. It's got a beautiful bathroom, as you can see, with a TV in there. And you can't hear it, but the TV, the speakers, they have Bose speakers in the ceiling.
Nice.
Which are super duper good. So, but look at that view.
That's a nice view.
Is that cool? What a sunny day. Great shower. Like, super duper large shower.
Looks like it fits about four people.
Yeah, definitely fits four comfortably. And then not only do I love the TV in the mirror because I just love that kind of thing, but the best thing ever, it's got a fully automated toilet, and the toilet seat is heated, and you can choose the temperature of the toilet seat. And you can choose all of the cool controls, like oscillating water.
Oh,
and after you oscillate the water on your ass, you can hit the dryer button. And you can set the temperature. Check this out. You can set the temperature for each of those things. Water, dryer, and seat.
Wow.
Is that a toilet experience? Am I crazy that that gets me excited?
That is one heck of a bidet. Attachment. Very nice.
Very nice. And a great bathtub. Great bathrobes. The bathrobes are properly sized for large people like myself. Oh, goodness gracious. But it's really good. Really, really nice scale. Haven't really fooled around with that thing. But really, really cool room. Very well done. I think the placement of the safe is super cool.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Right in the drawer.
Yeah. Yeah. For those that are tech enthusiasts, lots of tech on both sides of the bed. So you've got the complete, you know, USB and everything, and they have that set up on both sides. There is a full tablet for the room for controls and room service and things like that. And that gives you an idea, you know, a great idea of the bedroom. And I will zoom in a little bit there. And then from the bedroom, this is called a back bay suite because of this view that you saw from the bathroom. We have the shears right now. And it's in a corner. This room, this is so fitting that we say this, but this room is a soft, this building is a 60-story soft triangle, like a guitar pick.
Oh, wow.
Makes me think of hard rock.
Right.
And it's a soft triangle. And basically, this is in one of the corners of the soft triangle. So the first 21 floors of this hotel are hotel rooms. So there are about 215 hotel rooms and suites. About of the 215, about 75 are suites. And then from 22 all the way up to 61 are residences. So it's the Four Seasons residences. Okay. So it's commercial. And this is the entrance here. And this is my daughter, Yael, having her crispy chicken wings. Check out these wings, okay? Are they good? Yeah. You see, look at those wings. Look at those fries. One of the things Four Seasons... Oh, there's my wine has arrived.
There you go.
One of the things, and we're having some people over later, so we've got a cheese platter. I told them to put plastic on it because it's for a little while from now. They also brought some beautiful ice buckets, and so that we... What?
They also brought extra.
Oh, extra champagne flutes. You know, glassware is very important. Mm-hmm. They do great glassware. Great mini bar.
Oh, nice.
Lots of water. Lots of coffee.
This is
really giving you an idea of how well appointed this room is. And on top of it, there's the actual mini bar.
Well, look at that. Okay. Very nice.
But it's just extremely, everything is so nice. You know, the coffee machine, all of that is just awesome. And if you look here, they set everything up on the dining table and look at the views. And you have that beautiful reflection and that building that we saw in the corner. So it's pretty nice. And this is, you know, going back over here, that was the entrance. And here is, they have a little half bath. And then that's, you know, the entrance to give you an idea. We also got an extra refrigerator, which they brought up. That's probably not as aesthetically pleasing, but it's a great refrigerator and a great place to chill all your champagne.
How big is the TV in that living room area? It looked pretty huge.
This TV is gigantic in this living room area. I mean, I think it's larger than 75.
Wow.
If I had to guess. So it's somewhere, but it's definitely at least 75. Beautiful Samsung TVs. And they have, but also here, look at the size of this one too. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Another great TV. So awesome, awesome, awesome room. Can't say enough things about it. One of my favorite things, you know, all the amenities, hair dryers, slippers, laundry bags, my favorite thing in the entire world, the shoehorn.
Everyone needs a shoehorn. Gotta have it.
And guess what I found in storage this weekend? You're going to laugh at this one. I found a giveaway from
Win Encore. Look at that.
So it was like a travel bag. Huh. Is that cool or what?
That is.
It's like sort of like epically cool like that. I don't know. I just thought it was sort of neat that Win did it. And you barely know. It's this brand, Mulholland. I'm not familiar with them. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was so tasteful that Win did that. I must have gotten that from Win a million years ago and forgot about it. I had it in our storage unit. So I will leave that,
is that
right there. That's the other thing that they're doing. This is a shelf. Mm-hmm. We happen to have extra pillows here because the bed in the living room becomes a sofa bed. But this is like a table. If you look right here, woo, it's like for your rollerboard or for your suitcase. So you can put your suitcase right over there. So you don't need to worry about using a luggage rack. It just fits perfectly over there, which I think is like a really, really smart design for a room.
Now, is that one of those viewing area benches at the foot of the bed?
Yes, it absolutely is. And I should actually... Yeah, that's at the foot of the bed with looking at that incredible view. So basically, you have a super comfy chair at the foot of the bed, which also would work great for just swinging around and watching TV.
Yep, and you got one of those I know that there's a bench over there too at right in front of the bed. Yeah, we usually call that.
There's a bench there.
We usually call that the viewing area bench.
Is that it? Okay. It's really, I mean, the thing that you notice here, I mean, it's luscious with pillows. Look how many pillows. You've got two pillows on each side and these big pillows in front. The bed is so luxurious. And you can notice the footprint of the room, like the distances here are pretty large between the areas. It's really well done. And once again, I showed you on the side there, you have all the, I've got my special computer charger thing in there, but they have all of that stuff there. These are all the controls for the shears and the lights and all that kind of stuff. And they've got, I mean, I love it. They have like the lamp there. This lamp, you can also adjust yourself so you don't have to go crazy. So you can basically do all the lights off in nightlight mode and still adjust this little lamp and still have the other light, which I think is super useful, at least to me it is. But those are some of the little things that I really love about hotels like this.
All right. Nicely done. We have sort of a reverse version of our show today because we went straight to the content. But I am going to hit up that news story real quick before we call it a show.
Sorry. We just had to do it, though.
It's all good. It was a nice change of pace. You know, after 88 episodes of doing it the other way, this was nice. It was refreshing.
Yeah. No, it was cool. And of course, totally off the cuff. What I'm so curious about, though, is I'm really curious about this news story. So let me let you get to it, and then we'll go from there.
All right, let's get to the news and views. Just when Las Vegas couldn't get enough of F1, now we get to have it year-round. That's sarcasm. F1 Arcade is set to bring its Formula One-themed entertainment experience to Las Vegas with an expansive venue at the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace in 2025, following the successful launch of its first U.S. location in Boston's Seaport District. The Las Vegas venue will be F1 Arcade's largest yet, covering over 21,000 square feet across two floors and featuring a terrace with views of the Strip. It promises to offer an immersive motorsports experience with cutting-edge full-motion simulators and a bar featuring cocktails and mocktails named after Grand Prix events. The Boston location, which opened its doors in April 2024, spans 16,000 square feet and offers similar high-end hospitality and racing experiences. It includes a bar and private event spaces, providing a variety of globally inspired dishes and an array of specialty cocktails inspired by Formula One racing. The Boston venue also hosts Formula One watch parties, enhancing the fan experience with live broadcasts of races, unlimited sim racing, and interactive events. Both venues exemplify F1 Arcade's blend of premium entertainment, hospitality, and the adrenaline of Formula One racing, making them unique attractions for both motorsports enthusiasts and casual visitors alike.
And that's going to do it for the news. And now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts?
It's immersive. You used the word immersive, so you got me excited.
Got to use it at least once. That's sort of the rule now.
Yeah, well, this seems like sort of a perfect thing for them to have year-round in Las Vegas, because not only does it give you that immersive experience, which is something that I think is really cool to do with F1, what I also think that's really neat about it is it's like an advertisement for F1 for the entire year. So it just works perfectly in Vegas. And Vegas is the kind of place that I think when people are on vacation, they love these kind of experiences, right? You know, to go to different things. And that's like Area 15 has a whole bunch of experiences. So I think it's perfect. I mean, could there be something more perfect than this for Vegas?
Well, what I do like about it is that when they start construction on this new venue, it'll be the only F1 construction in Las Vegas that does not cause traffic issues. So I'm behind it for that reason.
Wait. Do you stand by that?
I stand by that. Yes, 100%.
Okay. But we know, even though they say this year that there are not supposed to be major traffic issues with preparing for F1, we know there still will be some issues. Okay. We just know there. I mean, I understand. Oh my God. I am going on record today is May 20th. Today is May 20th. And we are starting to talk about F1 traffic. That's not being negative or positive. It's just being completely pragmatic.
Okay. I like the pragmatic approach.
Yes. Well, you know, I think Scott of Vital Vegas tweeted last week that there was a meeting between some of the downtown hotels and other people and the F1 people to voice some of their concerns about F1 and the impact of F1 on area, you know, not only just casinos, but restaurants and venues and other things, to sort of make it, I for lack of a better way to say it, a more level playing field, mm-hmm. so that, you know, some businesses were impacted negatively by F1. And obviously the goal is not to negatively impact any businesses and just have like casinos like Wynn doing super duper well from F1. But from what I heard, and you might know this better, Michael, some of the occupancy levels downtown at places that are still quite popular, like the Golden Nugget, mm-hmm. were very, very low during F1.
That could be because, you know, people were told by countless vloggers and, you know, people on Instagram and five reasons not to visit Vegas right now kind of people that they should avoid Las Vegas during F1 or during the whole construction thing. But to your point, the owners, it was announced today that the owners of Ellis Island have sued F1 for loss of revenue. Yeah. Yeah. And that is a developing story.
Well, you know what? For things to be successful in Las Vegas, you want every event to bring success to as many parties as possible, right? It should not be a world of the haves and the have-nots. If an event is coming to a city, that event should drive success for the entire city. And we see that from, you know, Raiders games at Allegiant Stadium, big concert venues, you know, things like EDC is a good example. You know, everybody should rise together. No event should negatively impact businesses. Now, I understand in the perfect world, you know, everyone should have a positive impact. Of course, we don't live in a perfect world, but I do think that there was more negative impact to certain specific businesses via F1 than most major events or conferences would ever have from other major events and conferences. And that is something I think that has to be solved for F1 to truly be an even bigger success in Las Vegas.
100% agree. Like all the ships need to, you know, rising tides, right? Raises all mm-hmm. ships.
Exactly.
So yeah, definitely should be something that benefits everyone involved and not just the select few. Also wanted to point out today, for those hearing or watching this episode, I dropped an article about the original O'Shea's. That was the footprint was later taken up by the Link, well, the Quad, and then the Link, and they had that little vortex on top that was cool looking, did nothing, and they got rid of that. But anyways, we're curious to hear your thoughts about what your memories are of the original O'Shea's. Not, I mean, yeah, it's still open, but different location. But the original one that was facing the strip, the one that when you walked in, it smelled kind of funny at first, and you had to get past the tables to get past that smell. With Lucky and all that stuff, the fortune telling, the beer pong, the original beer pong, not what it became now, all that stuff. We want to know what your memories are of O'Shea's, the original location. So let us know either in the comments of this video, or if you're listening via podcast, go ahead and, you know, tweet us at TravelZork. So we can see those comments. We're going to be talking about your comments and sharing in your memories, on a future episode. Michael, before we get going, is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, not too much else. We don't like to overly pimp Travels or Travel, but of course Travels or Travel is a Four Seasons preferred partner advisory. We do book a lot of Four Seasons hotels around the world, including Las Vegas. Four Seasons preferred partner includes a lot of benefits like daily breakfast, a very generous breakfast credit, hotel stay credit, early check-in, late check-out, as well as VIP status at the same rate you would regularly book pretty much so on the Four Seasons website. So it is a great program. There will be a link in the show notes to inquire for bookings at Four Seasons in Boston. Remember, there are two Four Seasons in Boston. A lot of people forget about that. One Dalton is very new. This building basically opened in 2019 and is the first major new high-rise in New England that is over like 40 stories in 45 years. That's an interesting factoid right there. So of course, just go to just go check it out. Just go check out the link for just go to travelzork.travel, and you'll be able to easily easily request more information on any of the Four Seasons properties. Also, I might surprise you. I told Movestro I won't be around tomorrow, but I think my flight's getting into Charlotte early enough, so I actually might be around tomorrow. And like he said, we're really curious about all this O'Shea stuff to see what your memories are, because we were blown away by the memories of Imperial Palace.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.